International Day of Commemoration in Memory of the Victims of the Holocaust. We are at the Permanent Mission of Hungary to the United Nations.
Agnes Curry, who has dedicated her whole life to music and to the research, which is so important, what just the minister was talking about, researching the life of the Jewish composers who perished through the Holocaust. And she runs the Béla Bartók Musicianship in London. We have been good friends for a long time, and I've seen what she has done, how she has given the tradition of the Liszt Academy.
Significant development of classical music in Hungary, including music education, did not begin until well into the second half of the 19th century. The Philharmonic Society was formed in 1853, while the Opera House opened only in 1884. Despite this relatively late beginning, standards were high from the outset. The highly skilled composer, conductor, pianist, educator, Ferenc Erkel, headed both institutions. From Erkel's great many musical achievements, I must at least mention the creation of Hungarian opera style and the composition of the Hungarian national anthem. Incidentally, Erkel was also a chess master. In fact, a leading Hungarian chess player at the time. Erkel remained at the helm of the Philharmonic Society for 18 years, and stability was maintained through the fact that all chief conductors succeeding him served from long periods. Ernst von Dohnányi was the longest serving music director from 1918 to 1943, for 25 years. Like Erkel, Dohnányi too was a composer, conductor, pianist, and educator. He conducted his last public concert on 30th of January 1960 in Florida. He then traveled to New York for a short stay to record Beethoven piano sonatas for Everest Records. Dohnányi died during this trip to New York at the age of 83 on 9th February 1960. Jewish participation was significant in all Hungarian music institutions, as indeed in other cultural fields. Towards the end of the 19th century, the proportion of Jews at opera performances was so high that the political right wing objected to state subsidy for the opera house. Nevertheless, from 1888 until 1891, the Jewish Gustav Mahler served as the music director. One of the most popular singers in the company's early history was the Jewish bass David Ney, and repetitors later included Antal Doráti and George Scholte. Doráti conducted concerts with the opera orchestra, while Scholte made his highly successful conducting debut in March 1938 with Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. Jews also made up a significant proportion of teachers and students at the National Conservatoire, established in 1840, as well as at the Music Academy, whose founder director was Franz Liszt in 1875. At the Academy, teachers included the cellist David Popper, the son of a Prague cousin, already in the 1880s. The Jewish pianist István Thomann was a favorite student of Liszt before becoming a teacher at the Academy. Among others, he taught Dohnányi and Bartók.